With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. With hydraulic fracturing revolutionizing the oil and gas industry, and the Trump administration pushing a doctrine it calls energy dominance, pipeline construction is booming across the U.S., with nearly 15,000 miles built last year, nearly double the amount the year before. But two major gas pipeline projects in the Mid-Atlantic region recently slammed into unexpected roadblocks. In December, a U.S. Court of Appeals in Richmond denied permits for the proposed Atlantic Coast Natural Gas Pipeline that would have run 600 miles from West Virginia to North Carolina. The $7 billion project would have ripped through the George Washington and Monongahela National Forests in Virginia and crossed the scenic Appalachian Trail. In a ruling that drew on language from Dr. Seuss's classic book, The Lorax, the three-judge panel said that the Trump administration's U.S. Forest Service had, by rubber-stamping approvals for the pipeline, betrayed its core mission of advocating for nature, which has no tongue. Mike Tidwell is founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network, which fought the pipeline.
The court basically said, we have to speak for the trees. Someone has to stand up and protect these trees by law, that there are laws in place passed by Congress that say that private companies can't just come in for private gain and cut down publicly owned trees, forests, and damaged parkland.
I reached out to the company leading the pipeline project, Dominion Energy, for a response. The company's strategic advisor for communications, Aaron Ruby, replied to my email with a message meant for a colleague of his, but inadvertently sent my way. It said, quote, Carl, please handle and try not to answer his specific questions, unquote. In Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan and the State Board of Public Works last week voted unanimously against allowing another pipeline to cross under state land near Hancock in western Maryland. The TransCanada Company's so-called Potomac Pipeline would have traveled 3.5 miles from western Pennsylvania underneath the Potomac River and the Chesapeake and Ohio Trail National Historic Park to provide natural gas for an insulation factory in West Virginia. Brent Walls, the Upper Potomac Riverkeeper, testified against the pipeline. He complained it was being planned through fragile, unstable geology that could lead to breaks and spills that would pollute the river and local drinking water supplies.
What we're really worried about is a major blowout. There's a lot of opportunity for millions of gallons of muddy, toxic water, drilling mud, that could pop and come to the surface and completely decimate the CNO Canal and or go into the Potomac River and then flow downstream.
State Delegate David Moon, a Democrat from Montgomery County, convinced 62 of his fellow lawmakers to sign a letter to the governor opposing the pipeline. Moon said he was impressed that Governor Hogan, a Republican who has supported a broad $100 million plan to expand natural gas pipelines across the state, said no to the Potomac pipeline when he heard the local complaints. Here's Delegate Moon.
To me, this is a very encouraging sign that the governor is not just going to walk in lockstep with Donald Trump and, you know, the sort of negative actions we've been seeing out of the federal EPA. So I'm very hopeful and optimistic that this means the governor is going to have a much more balanced approach to environmental issues.
Whether these two pipeline decisions marked a true turning of the tide that would please the Lorax, or were merely exceptions that prove the rule of energy dominance, will be seen in the months ahead. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.